Hi everyone and welcome to this very special edition of From Inspiration to Stage. My name is Drew Lane and this is the first Inspiration to Stage Inside Information podcast. And today we have got something very, very, very special for you guys. Today we're going to be talking to two members of the all-female creative team, which is featuring Sarah Campbell on book, Renee Goodman on music, and Emma Young on music and lyrics, with Joe Finnis on direction, about a musical that they are putting together in just 7 days. That is 7 days from conception all the way through to a live streamed performance. Last night I caught up with Sarah Campbell, the book writer, and Joe Finnis, who is the director, about this exciting project that is going to be presented by City Theatre in Sydney. Let's have a listen and hear what they had to say. So Sarah Campbell and Joe Finnis, you are writer and director in team. Your aim is to put together a whole musical in 7 days, and that's from conception through to performance in 7 days. And you are actually going to present that online as well. From what I understand, it'll be an online performance. Where did this idea come from? What was the impetus for putting yourself through absolute hell for 7 days?
Well, I guess it kind of came out of, finding something to do with the times that are currently happening with COVID, finding something that was viable that wouldn't get shut down within the process. And just to really test our skills and our collaboration with each other. It was just a good idea to pull something together in a really focused time period and be able to just throw ourselves at our art, I suppose, for one whole week and see what could come out of it, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're really lucky. We have a team of three of us. We've got a lyricist, a composer, and then myself as a book writer. So we've worked together to come up with the idea, and then we're sort of splitting off and doing our own thing and coming back together to write the book and the songs and bring it all together. So
who is the lyricist and the composer?
We've got Renee Goodman as our composer and Emma Young as our lyricist.
And how did they come into the project? Were they invited or did you know them previously?
Yeah, so we've worked on a lot of different shows and things before. And Renee's been a great MD of a lot of shows, and Emma's also been an MD and VD of a lot of shows. And they've shown interest in the past in writing music and songwriting. So we thought it would be a good idea to ask them to see if they'd be interested in this crazy project.
Excellent. So I'm assuming that you are writing from, like, bringing this together from all of your different perspectives, being, you're not allowed to be 1.5 metres closer to each other. That creates a challenge in itself, certainly. How are you finding that aspect of that restriction? How are you finding that process?
Yeah, it's very different because I've done a couple of similar projects to this before, and sort of, writing a show in a very short amount of time. And when I've done that before, it's always been you've got everyone in a room at once. So you kind of bounce ideas really quickly. If someone starts going down the wrong path or, comes up with something really amazing, you can catch it and be like, oh yeah, let's do that. That's great. Well, when it's over Zoom, it does look that little bit trickier to have that sort of interaction and that spontaneity that you would otherwise have. But I think it's also really good in the way that, you save a lot of time not having to travel to meet people, which is great. And also, you can take that time to take a step away and be like, okay, I just need to focus by myself for a second on this thing, get this scene down or get this song down. You can step away, work on that, and then come back together and sort of show your work. So there are positives and negatives, but it's definitely a challenge.
Joe, as the director, obviously you're going to be faced with those challenges with your cast. Not only do you have to try and drag the book writer, the composer, and the lyricist kicking and screaming into what you want, but you're also going to have to manipulate the cast into this. What challenges do you think you'll be facing?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun challenge. I think the beauty, I guess, of this kind of project as well was we did get a pool of actors together who were interested in being a part of it, and then chose and cast based on that. So we kind of, the writers knew what they were getting into when they were writing some of these characters, and so they're kind of kind of meet with what the capabilities of the actors are and what they kind of are really good at as well. So I've worked with the actors before as well on different projects, so I think it's going to be really good because I know kind of their strengths, and I'll also be able to challenge them a little bit more with jumping into something that is literally they need to learn in 3 days and have it, well, not perfect, but as good as it can be. I think finding the characters is going to be like a really sped up process. Everything's just going to be on like a hyper kind of level of speed and coffee. And I think because everyone is really into it and everyone really wants it to do well, it's going to be a great collaborative project in the way that we will have to just get to an ending and find those characters. We have no choice but to find them within that small time. So I think that's going to make everyone a bit, you know, scared at first, but I really think that it's a challenge that everyone's completely in for and they all know what they've gotten themselves into. So
that's brilliant. I want to take a step back to like the conception of it. Before you stepped into the first 7 days, Sarah, was there between you, like as the book writer, between lyricist and composer, was there a preconceived idea of where you wanted this to go? Or was it like literally let's brainstorm ideas, throw spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks?
Yeah, exactly that. So we had no idea when we started what genre it was going to be, what the storyline was going to be, who the characters were going to be, how many of the actors that had like auditioned that were interested we would use. The only thing we had is that we had a theme. So Joe and Daniel, the company, a theme was put to everyone who was interested saying, you know, we've got these four themes. I think they were glass, echoes, kaleidoscope and dominoes. And they all voted on which of those themes we would have to write to. So it ended up being kaleidoscope and that was kind of our bouncing off point. We started the day kind of talking about in very general terms what we wanted to write. Like we wanted something that had a good heart, that had some fun characters, that had comedic moments without being slapstick, you know, those kind of general things about what we liked seeing in shows. Yeah. And then for then we kind of, you know, ideated off into, okay, what's a kaleidoscope? How does it work? What are the dream meaning of a kaleidoscope? We kind of, yeah, spaghetti against the walls, all the ideas we had initially. And then we dive down into sort of a Google search and a bit of research into all the different things to get ideas off that.
Joe, have you had to instigate a timeline? Like by the end of day one, you must be here. Like what's that been like?
Yeah, so I mean, the main timeline is Wednesday night is read through, so the script must be finished by then. So that gives them four full days to get that script drafted and completed, which is, I think, quite nice. Out of the whole week, you get half the week.
Very roomy, so much space.
I mean, I would love to have more than 4 days to get my cast on the stage. So you know, just we're sharing the time. We've been kind of working on a try to write as much as you can, but knowing that deadline, you need to have something kind of drafted at the end of Sunday as a main kind of, you know, exactly what you're writing at this point, even if there are things missing, so that it can be filled in within the Monday and the Tuesday. It's not been specific, I guess, you need to have written all of the songs or you need to have written this character's monologue by this point. Like we didn't go into that much detail. It was just more basic. These are your two main deadlines and you guys have to work to that whether you like it or not. Sorry.
Nice. So Sarah, it's Monday night. You are 3 days in. How are you traveling? How's it all coming together? Are you on schedule?
I think we are. I mean, I always set a little bit more of a, I make it more difficult for myself by being like, right, by Sunday, we're going to have a full draft. Everything's going to be done. It's going to be all ready to go so that on Monday and Tuesday, we're just, you know, doing the final fixes. But of course, things take longer than that, especially when you've got, you know, people have other things on or that, you know, people have to take time to actually create these things. But yeah, we're generally on schedule. I think it took us pretty much all of Saturday to sort of get to the final idea that we were all happy with. And then we got to spend Sunday sort of working that through. Okay, there's going to be a scene, then a song, the scene, how's it all going to flow, what are the characters' motivations, all that kind of, you know, diving into the creation of it. And then we get to spend sort of the next 2 days filling in all the blanks and creating all those bits that we don't have yet.
That is amazing, considering like they do say that most musicals take 8 to 10 years to realize. You are trying to trying to put this into just 7 days. And that's a challenge in itself. Have you found like any tensions have arisen because of the hotbed process that you're trying to work through? Both Sarah and Joe, have you found that there's been tensions in certain areas, or have you been able to go, well, this is our purpose, this is what we want to come out with?
I think, yeah, the fact that it is happening over such a short amount of time kind of gets rid of a lot of barriers. You know, you kind of have to put aside any notion of, you know, it has to be perfect, or it has to be at this level of completeness, or it has to be this particular thing. You have to kind of, you know, go, okay, I'm going to write this, I'm going to come up with this melody, and that's that. What you've got is what you've got, because it has to be done. And I think because of that, there's a really openness to critique and to feedback that sometimes you don't get if you've been working on a project with different people for a long time. Sometimes people, when they're, you know, it's really their baby and they've been working on it for so long, it's a lot harder for them to take feedback. And feedback is so important, because, you know, if you don't get feedback on your work, if you don't get critique, it's not your best work. Yeah. So the fact that, you know, we can just be like, oh, I wrote this thing 3 minutes ago, can you guys read it and tell me what you think, yeah, is actually a really amazing thing to be able to do. And I think that kind of removes all those barriers of like butting heads a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, how are you finding? Obviously, you can only work with the script or the songs when they get to you. So certainly there is like, when the hell is on, when am I going to get something concrete? So how are you finding that?
Look, I'm finding it quite interesting, because I'm watching things go from like, oh, okay, I really understand that they've got this particular idea for the show and I'm really into that. Oh, nope, they've changed it to that now and that character is now going to do that. Okay, I can get my head around that so that it's going to all work out with the character dynamics. And oh, okay, so then they're slightly changing that now. That's okay. So it's just, I guess I'm trying to make sure that I'm not getting set in my ideas too soon. Because I am there to be able to hear and to see what they're coming up with right now, just so that I don't go in completely blind. It's good because I can see where it's going, but I can't make all my preparation yet until it is finalized.
Yeah.
So I think that's my struggle, just seeing some really great things coming out, but it changing and then being a different kind of great. So I guess, yeah, just, I don't know, finding my own head amongst this crazy time, just making sure that I'm not going to get, like, I'm not going to drown in all the different ideas that I'm coming up with all these ideas that are coming in.
So obviously Kaleidoscope is your theme. Do we have a title? Like, is there a solid title yet?
We think so. Our working title is Collisions.
Okay, well, let's go with that for the time being.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously you're at this point. In a couple of days, you have to sign off on the script, the book, the lyrics, the songs. Joe takes it from there. Yeah, and Joe's looking very excited by that opportunity. Excellent. So, Joe, how much say will the writing team have once they've given it to you? Is it going to be, no, we have to stick to the what's here, or are you going to allow them to change things on the fly?
So, changing things on the fly is a very loose term that won't be used in the last couple of days. It will be a very considered kind of effort, I think, with any changes that we do make. And it will be based mostly on how the actors are taking in the creation. Mm-hmm. So if it's not sitting well with them and they're not feeling like it's working for them, it will then go back to the team to have a chat about how they can make it work for the actor. So it kind of, I guess, instead of it being in the writing team's hands of, oh, I can see that's not working, let's fix it, it's going to be more of the actor approaching the team or approaching me, and then me approaching the team to say, can we make some changes to this, just because the actor here isn't really thinking that the character would say that particular line. Like, can we make a little change?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sarah, do you think that's just a working hazard of the timeline and the process that you're going through?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because every musical, every show I've written before I've always directed it. So I'm really excited to see how it changes and what happens when you sort of hand that over to someone else. But also, yeah, usually when you write something, if you've got more time, you would, you know, get actors to read it and give you that sort of extra level of, I guess, another level of feedback that we just don't have time to do right now. We have to write it. We have to get it out. so we don't have time to get someone to do like a reading of it or something, so we can see how things flow and see how things sound. So it's just kind of, yeah, again, it's a sped up version of that process. Yeah,
absolutely. So when it comes to life on the stream Saturday 7:30 p.m. what standard are we looking for? Like what can we expect as a viewer, you know, knowing that there's been 7 days, you know, fully coming and going, okay, they've had 7 days to literally throw this together from conception. What sort of standard are you looking for to present to us?
Sure. Proper full I was going to say Hollywood, proper full Broadway musical, no lower standard than that. Going to be perfect.
So we're going to have, you know, like a revolving stage and things.
Yeah, revolving stage, multiple lights, brilliant, you know, fast costume changes.
some good ideas there, Sarah, but I think we'll go a different way. Well, basically what we have is we will have stage lighting, we'll have live music, we'll have costumes, we'll have props, we'll have everything there, and hopefully no books in hand unless it is a prop that is meant for the scene.
So completely off book.
Yep.
In three days.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, that's insane. That's it.
Good luck to them.
Hey, you don't have to worry about that aspect, Sarah. You just go, here it is, go for it. So you said live music. Is that a band or is it piano or is it, what are we looking at?
Probably piano at this stage. They might add something in as they are filling out their musical motifs that they're working with right now. Mm-hmm. We do have Renee is a really great reeds player. She plays basically any reed woodwind you can think of. She's amazing. So she might decide that a particular theme would carry better with a saxophone. We're not too sure right now because it's not finalized yet. That's for Wednesday night.
Yes.
It'll be finalized.
Wow. Okay. So after Saturday night, 7:30, what happens to the show next? Sarah, do you think you'll go back to it and expand it and rework it? Like what's the future for Collisions?
I don't know, honestly. I think it's one of those things that'll depend on how well it goes in the end.
Yeah.
You know, if it ends up, you know, going really well and we feel like it can be expanded or it could be even the opposite way, if it could be shortened or tightened, then that's something that's worth coming back to, I think, always, rather than just letting an idea die. If it all turns to hell, then maybe we'll have a different idea, but... I'd always love to come back to these, you know... fast-paced musicals and see what can be done with them. But so right. Up in the air.
What's the running time? Like, what are we thinking at?
We're looking probably, more towards like 30 to 40 minutes is okay. The aim at the moment. Can you imagine? I think the longest that you can push a show you've done in such a short time frame is 50 minutes from experience. After that, people start to forget their lines. But yeah, I think we're looking to 30 to 40 minutes for this one.
Excellent. All right. So tell us about who's the actors. Who's your cast?
We have Aaron Starkey, Sky Becker, Brooklyn Nui, and Andrew Jackson. So both Andrew and Brooklyn worked on City Theatre's last musicals.
Yep.
The musical. Yep. And we had Sky and Aaron working on Jasper and Deadline, which was the most recent one, which unfortunately didn't get to stage before everything happened with COVID-19.
Yep.
So giving them a chance to get on stage and do something with us, which is really good for them. And they, so we have Sky, who has some training from Whopper. Mm-hmm. We have Andrew and Brooklyn. Andrew, who has a lot of community theatre kind of credits around the North Shore kind of area. And Aaron and Brooklyn, who we've worked with in many other shows before City Theatre. They're all very, very comfortable with me as a director as well, which is going to help with the sped up, the sped up nature of the show.
Yeah, very cool. Now, how do we get to see Collisions? Like, where do we need to go? What do we need to pay? Let us know. What's the story? How do we see this show?
It's going to be streaming through the City Theatre webpage,
mm-hmm.
And it will be streaming for free with a donation link below if you feel like you'd like to donate towards the actors and the more just the whole team, so that we can pay for everything that we've spent mm-hmm. on this show. Yeah, so we also have a Facebook event that it'll be easy to access the stream link at 7:30, We have a couple of seats that we're actually selling at the venue, as we can with the COVID restrictions, which is the Flight Path Theatre in Marrickville.
In Marrickville. Nice. You've done well. That's. I think that means we can all check it out. Is it just for the one night?
Unfortunately, yes.
So we need to make sure that we get along and say, I will definitely put it in my diary. I want to be there to see it as well. So this is very intriguing. With the shape that theatre is in at the moment, this is a great question for both of you. Do you think this is the way that we need to go? Are you effectively testing the technology to be able to present more live stream theatre, or do we have to find a way to claw the audience back into the building? Sarah, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I think, you know, there's nothing that's quite the same as sitting in a theater and seeing a show live. Mm. But I think everyone's going to be very reticent for a while to be sitting that close to people in a enclosed space, you know, even once the restrictions are officially lifted and that kind of thing. So I think that, you know, while we have the technology to be able to, you know, stream all of this live and have multiple cameras set up and do all these cool things, it's really amazing that we can make that accessible. I mean, personally, what I'd love to see in the future is that both options are available, you know, that you have the option to go and see the show and sit and watch it, you know, get that proper live theater experience. But you can also, if you're unable to go for whatever reason, you know, can donate to watch it online, or, you know, I think that would be my ideal future.
Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, I think along Sarah's lines of thought, having both of those options would be something that would, I think, make it more accessible to more audiences as well. Like, there are a bunch of people who would love to go see the theatre but can't leave their homes for whatever reason, or are too busy to make that trip into the theatre and be able to attend. But I also think that live theatre, there is nothing else like live theatre. And it is an important thing that we need to think about when we're coming out of these times, to try to make sure that we don't lose it, just because it's looking like one of the lowest priorities, unfortunately, in the scheme of things, which we as like the community of theatre need to try to make that change. Basically, as we're moving back into times where we can go and see a show and really enjoy and get that experience back.
Okay, last question. I know this is probably a question for after you've bumped out and you've taken everything down, but I'll throw it to you now. Do you think you would do another one of these? Do you think you'll go, you know what, we had a great time, let's do it, or will you go, actually, yay, we did it, but oh my God, never again? Sarah, what do you think?
Oh, I would do another one of these in 2 days' time from now. I love this sort of project. Like, I feel like there's nothing better for creativity than like restrictions and a deadline, because it makes you think so much more creatively, and really you have to get something done. You can't sit on it for, you know, a year or 2 years or 3 years thinking about something you might do. So I would 100% do this again.
Brilliant. Joe, what do you think?
I would like to reserve my judgment until I've worked with my actors. I mean, at this stage of the process, for sure, I've had a pretty chill time just kind of watching everything happen. Yeah. But when it comes to my job, we'll see. We'll see.
Excellent. Well, I've got to say, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you guys. I do wish you the very, very best. To everyone who's listening out there, please make sure you get on to the website details after this short break. But get along and see Collision. Joe Finnis and Sarah Campbell, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. And thank you for being on from Inspiration to Stage.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's been really great.
Thank you very much for joining me on this very special edition of From Inspiration to Stage Inside Information. Now, we would love you to check out this amazing new musical that has been written in just 7 days. It is on the 8th of August 2020 at 7:30 p.m. And you can get along to check it out by going to citytheatre.com.au. That's citytheatre.com.au. Of course, you can join them in person at the Flight Path Theatre, but above all, get out there and support this amazing new piece of musical theatre put together in just 7 days. And we thank Sarah Campbell, the writer, and Joe Finnis, the director of Collisions, for coming on the podcast for a chat.